Hello, and welcome to this podcast from Consider This. Please let me know what you think and tell others about us on social media. This podcast was originally broadcast live on Northumberland 89.7 FM. You can hear this show live every Friday at noon. Thank you for downloading this program, and I hope you enjoy it. Hello, I'm Robert Washburn, and welcome to Consider This Northumberland, a current affairs program dedicated to the issues facing our community. We talk to the people on the front lines and those behind the scenes who make a difference in your life in Northumberland County. So I'm asking you, the listener, to take some time out of your busy day to consider this. While affordable housing remains a priority for all levels of government, County Council is creating a municipal body to build workforce housing. That is housing created specifically to attract people to live in Northumberland County if they agree to work locally for up to 5 years. On today's show, you will hear the details explaining the plans to build workforce housing and why affordable housing efforts are not cutting it. It's really nice to have back Dan Borowick, Director of Economic Development Planning and Strategic Initiatives with Northumberland County. Welcome back, Dan, to Consider This Northumberland.
Good morning, and thank you for the opportunity. It's good to be back.
It's been a big couple of weeks for you and your department. County Council has passed a bylaw to create a corporation to create workforce housing. What is workforce housing, Dan?
Well, workforce housing is a very targeted approach to providing housing at a price point that could support the attraction of talent or workforce into Northumberland. It is, to maybe to just distinguish it from the Northumberland County Housing Corporation, the Northumberland Housing Corporation does great work in areas that are specific to social housing as well as rent geared to income. We felt it was important that with the demands being put on the agriculture, manufacturing, construction industry in Northumberland, there's a specific need to have workforce housing or housing at priced at a specific point where it is geared to attract talent to the area.
What then is the difference between workforce housing and affordable housing? When you talk about it, it sounds a lot like affordable housing. What's the difference?
One of the reasons is that I think public perception of affordable housing is often attached to subsidized housing. It's often attached to it has certain connotations attached to it, which sometimes create some issues related to where that type of housing can be located and impacts on community. By specifically denoting it as workforce housing, we're trying to use that as part of an attraction strategy for individuals who would consider working in Northumberland and being part of the Northumberland community and contributing to community.
But why not just create affordable housing and recruit workers using a different strategy? Why do you need to pair housing and guarantee housing for workers?
One of the reasons I think is because we are if in conversations with all sectors in the community, manufacturing is a good example. We have manufacturers who are currently bussing in workforce on a daily basis. I think as part of a collaborative effort between ourselves and the manufacturers, if manufacturers can attract by suggesting that there is workforce housing priced at a price point that makes it attractive to not only work here but live here, it gives us potentially a leg up in rebuilding the workforce.
Let me see if I understand this correctly. Are you saying then that
if somebody came and applied for a job or was guaranteed a job at a local manufacturer or a local business, that you're going to guarantee that that person is going to have an opportunity to buy one of these affordable housing or workforce housing units. Is that the program in a nutshell?
I wouldn't say guarantee, because I mean that the demands are significant, and as we try and get this project off the ground, one of the conditions within this particular workforce housing initiative is that the individuals agree to work in Northumberland. If we are a manufacturer who is making their pitch for a particular skill or trade, I think that's a real benefit to that manufacturer or construction firm, or you name it, to suggest that there is a program available where, if the individual qualifies for financing through a financial lender, that there are homes available within a particular price range that make it attractive.
Again, just so that we're clear, so somebody's going to come and be here for 5 years and promise to work here for 5 years. What if they don't? What if they, after 2 years, 3 years, they say, "Oh, I've had enough"? What happens then?
Well, part of this relationship is that maybe to frame how this works, one of the ways that we can create workforce housing is we've looked at a model that would ask our lower tiers to provide us with land at no cost. And on that land at no cost, we would then partner with local developers to build housing, potentially maybe a continuum of housing. It depends what the size of the actual piece of land is. What's made available should an individual qualify, take on ownership of that. The county is on title for that. If the individual chooses to move on, or because they've been successful and can afford a larger home, or there are reasons for them moving, they will receive some of the equity back from that property over the time invested in that home. We're trying to build a housing stock of workforce housing that can help create a culture that suggests that, you know, there is a way to come and work here.
I appreciate your explanation of how it works, but my question was, you know, what if somebody comes and they don't stay the 5 years? What happens then?
The house reverts back to Northumberland County, because Northumberland County holds title along, and in doing so, any equity that may have been garnered from the house, the portion of that will go back to the individual who has lived in that house and paid down the mortgage. But Northumberland will eventually take the house back to put back into stock. The intent there is to try and keep the price at a price point that it is still available within the marketplace. It's a bit of a juggle, because in certain marketplaces, housing prices go up and down, and it depends upon how much value the house has increased. But by the same token, it has to be geared or structured in such a way, and we're finalizing those details to ensure that it's fair and equitable to all concerned.
I appreciate that, but I guess what I'm trying to get at is, why even put in a 5-year demand? Why not just say, come, you know, here's some housing that's affordable, you're going to work locally, and away you go, here's the house. Why put on the 5 years then? Sorry to keep coming back to this, I think it's a really important point.
Well, it is, and it may not be 5 years, it may be, you know, things can happen in less time, you know, or a longer period of time. You know, the the intent is this is you know, if as an illustrator, it's in some ways much like Habitat on steroids. If you want a sort of an example of how this works, you can leave, but there, you know, the opportunity that was afforded by having the house available at a particular price is part and parcel of the opportunity. The other part and parcel of the opportunity is that should you choose to leave, there's a portion of the money or the investment that you've made in the home that should be returned to you, because that may be your opportunity to buy a larger home or move on to a better job. But by the same token, from our end, it was built in order to try and become a valuable asset in terms of workforce housing to attract new talent.
What type of income would a family need to purchase one of these homes?
You know, the discussions we've had with the major banks is that household income would need to be at around $120,000. So basically what we'd be looking at is a working couple. We are not financing this. The structure of this Municipal Services Corporation is such that we would direct the individuals to banks that we have relationship with, but in our discussion with the financial community, it's a combination of two things. It's trying to find a price point for this house, and what's a reasonable household income to make this work. So if you're in the $120,000 range and receive the banks, depending upon your remaining outstanding financial commitments, could see that you could potentially qualify for a mortgage in the range of $450,000.
So as a strategy for bringing workers to Northumberland County, it sounds to me like you're trying to recruit people from outside of Northumberland. What about the people inside Northumberland? Are they going to be eligible for this as well?
Well, if they make a commitment to work in Northumberland, we cannot be exclusionary.
So how many units do you hope to create?
Well, it's really land dependent. Town or row housing, an acre of land for town or row housing can get you as many as 20 or 20, 24 units, townhouse style or stacked towns. We also recognize that, you know, by creating this workforce housing corporation, our role is really the facilitator or coordinator or administrator of an activity that has to work in a collaborative fashion to bring to work closely with our development and construction community, as well as the financial community, who will be vetting applicants, as well as, you know, promoting what we are trying to do to potential talent coming in into the area. We are not looking to be the actual firm that builds this, but rather we're the entity that brings all of this together.
But surely you must have some target, say in your first year or second year. What are those?
I think if in year one we could do 20 units, that would be a significant step up for us. If we had two pieces of land available and can get it off the ground, we could do about 20 units. And if you're looking at that, well, that's 40 employees, you know, and that's, you know, look at that span of time over 5 years. And if you're willing to you know, look at just even flat growth at 20 a year, that unto itself is you know, 200 employees over a 5-year span. It may be more because it really depends upon how we move forward with this.
So how many unfulfilled jobs are there in Northumberland? I mean, if we do put this in place, how many people are you hoping to recruit over time?
Well, maybe we could if we look at the county, for instance, is a major employer, especially with functions such as the Golden Plow Lodge and EMS. We have somewhere in the neighborhood of a little less than about 100 openings right now. Healthcare in particular is one of those areas that are really, really dominate the landscape. And that's certainly a condition of what our current demographic looks like. So trying to attract healthcare workers. If we talk to the developers, one of the areas of major concern for them are skilled construction trades, you know, because their exceptional workforce is also lessening due to age, and so replacements are a critical piece.
Are local businesses who are going to benefit from this, are they going to contribute directly to it?
Well, it's premised on the fact that lower tiers will provide the land at no cost. The benefit to the lower tier ultimately is residential taxes that they will receive over time. Local businesses benefit, I guess, from the fact that you'll have the presence of workforce creates.
Well, I understand that, Dan, and that wasn't really my question. My question is that the businesses, when you bring these people in and are going to be employees that they say they desperately need, are they going to financially contribute to the construction of these houses and to this program because they are going to get a direct benefit from it?
Not at this point in time, no.
Okay. Now, you were mentioning before about the vacant land or the additional land or the surplus lands that municipalities have that they might want to contribute to this. But there are other groups within the community who are trying to create affordable housing and looking at solving homelessness, and they're looking for the same lands. How do we strike a balance between what you're trying to do to support workforce and what they're trying to achieve through helping people who are homeless or create affordable units?
But I think by our role in this is to try and create some balance in the activity as a whole. I think the work that NCHC is doing in terms of creating, you know, rent geared income and social / affordable housing, combined with the need for workforce housing, as well as market ready housing, we're trying to establish, I guess, a facilitative role in all of that, to try and bring some balance to the situation. I think we're doing this sort of one small bite at a time. But I think you know, certainly the discussions that we've had with the development community have been very, 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 very positive in them recognizing that there is a way to collaborate on this type of initiative, and also address some of their needs, and so it's not an all or nothing approach, or it's a non-competitive approach with the other categories of housing, but I think it's a way to create some balance.
How much is it going to cost the county?
At this point in time, the business model that we've created for this is dependent upon some outside funding, primarily either provincial and or federal, to bring the necessary expertise to operate the workforce housing corporation. So I think from the county perspective, what we're looking to do is provide some of the in-kind services that already exist from the feds or the provs. It's money to bring the necessary skill or leadership to try and drive this initiative as economic development. Within the department itself, we don't have an individual who can pull together all those sort of qualities that are required to operate and run this, plus to try and establish sort of the corporate sort of strategy and principles of financing arrangements, relationship building, et cetera, et cetera. So we're looking at funding from, as I said, from FedProv, probably in the neighborhood of $500,000 a year for 3 years.
What portion of that do you expect to be provincial? How much do you expect that to be federal funding or grants? And how much is going to come from the county? Because when I was looking at your budget, it's $500,000 in your first year. But by the time you're in year 10, it's up over $3 million. So that's a lot of money. So how does it get funded and how is it going to be sustainable?
Well, that cash flow document that was prepared suggests that by year three, I think we're in a positive cash flow situation. One of the ways to maintain this is to actually just sell one of the houses that are part of the Workforce Housing Corporation and therefore not put it into market, and provide the necessary funding to keep the operation going. So certainly our intent is not to look at a structure that's going to require $500,000 a year to run off the county levy, but rather the real asset to this, or the real key to this, is the availability of that free land.
Why is it not the responsibility of developers to provide a mix of housing? And is it not the responsibility of municipal planning staff and politicians to create zoning to build affordable housing? I guess, why isn't the current system just working properly?
I don't have a good answer for that. I do know from the county perspective that we've got, we own 400 social housing units and maintain them. We have building going on in that category right now at Darcy and Elgin, and have increased the capacity there. I think, from a developer's perspective, I think they see a marketplace where there's high demand for market housing, and in the case of many of our developers, that's their drive. I mean, in our conversations with them, they are more than willing to work collaboratively with us to sort out a way to make workforce housing work, because they too are recognizing their own needs aren't being met in terms of being able to actually build houses. The current changes, ongoing changes within the Municipal Act are frequent, and so I think one of the reasons we've taken this on is, you know, our approach has been, we keep hearing we need talent, and we can't attract talent because there's no place for talent to live here. And so what can we do about it? And if this model has a way of impacting that, then that's where we'll begin. If anything, what it's, I think it's going to do is also heighten awareness from all sides that this matter needs to be brought to the top of mind, and how can we collaboratively move this forward.
Now that the county council has decided to move forward, what happens?
Well, a couple of things. We're in process on seeking that federal provincial support. We also will look to post a position that would be responsible for the operation of the Northumberland Workforce Housing Corporation. We need to move along and solidify agreements with lower tiers who have come forward, who are willing to provide the necessary land. And we sort of need to get it going from there.
Dan Borowick, I appreciate you talking to me today.
You're more than welcome. It's been a pleasure as always.
That was Dan Borowick, Director of Economic Development Planning and Strategic Initiatives. Thank you for listening to this podcast from Consider This. If you have any comments or would like to suggest a story, please contact me at considerthisnorthumberland@gmail.com, or you can message me on Facebook at Consider This. If you enjoyed this podcast or are looking for more news and information about Northumberland County, please check out my website at consider-this.ca. That's consider-this.ca. And don't forget to share. And again, thank you for listening, and stay tuned for more from Consider This.